الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. Today is the Saturday, the 5th of Jumada الأولى, 1432, corresponding to the 9th of April 2011. The statement of Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah, وَأَمَّا الشَّفَاعَةُ الثَّانِيَةِ فَيَشْفَعُ فِي أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. As for the second intercession, who are we referring to here? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he has his first intercession. What is his first intercession? We go for 2 weeks, khalas. To start the reckoning. Not to start Yawm al-Qiyamah. Yawm al-Qiyamah will begin from the time people are resurrected from the graves and it's blown into the horn. He will intercede for the judgment, for Allah to actually judge the creation. Otherwise, they'll be standing for 50,000 years waiting for the judgment, and that judgment will begin with the or through the or the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the first shafa'ah, shafa'ah al-kubra, major shafa'ah, grand shafa'ah. Shafa'ah thaniyah, the second shafa'ah. I hope you memorize this information. Is where he will intercede for the people of Jannah to actually enter Jannah. وذلك أن أهل الجنة إذا عبروا الصراط وقفوا على قنطرة. This is because the people of Jannah, once they go over the bridge, the Sirat, they will stand at this Qintara. We said it was a small bridge actually. فَيَقْتَصُوا لِبَعْضِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ أو فَيُقْتَصُوا لِبَعْضِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ. So then there will be retribution between them. People will get their rights from one another. وهذا القصاص غير القصاص الذي كان في عرصات القيامة. Is it قصاص or قصاص? We always forget. قصاص. And this قصاص is different than the one which will happen on the plains of the day of resurrection. بل هو قصاص أخص. It is a more specific kind of retribution. يطهر الله فيه القلوب. Allah will purify thereby the hearts. Hearts will be purified. ويزيل أو يزيل ما فيها من أحقاد وضغائن. And Allah will remove thereof what exists of envy and grudge. Grudge. Daghina is like having a grudge against someone. You know a grudge is like you hate this person for something and you still have some ill feelings towards them. This is a grudge you have against someone. فَإِذَا هُذِّبُوا وَنُقُّوا أُذِنَ لَهُمْ فِي دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. Then afterwards, if they have been cleansed and purified, it will be allowed or they will be admitted or permitted to enter Jannah. هُذِّبُوا from مُهَذَّب or يُهَذِّب is to kind of to clean, to shape, to take care of, maintain something. نعم. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ إِذَا أَتَوْا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ لَا يَجِدُونَهَا مَفْتُوحَةً كَمَا يَجِدُ ذَلِكَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ. However, when they make it to Jannah, they will not find it open as in the case with the people of the fire who will find the gates of Jahannam open. فَلَا تُفْتَحُ الْأَبْوَابِ. The gates will not be open. حَتَّى يَشْفَعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا. Until the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intercedes for them to enter Jannah. فَيَدْخُلُ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مِّن بَابِ الْعَمَلِ الَّذِي يَكُونُ أَكْثَرَ اجْتِهَادًا فِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِهِ. So that every human being will enter from the gate of that deed. The gate associated with the deed which he used to be the most engaged in as opposed to others. Like we said, fasting, praying, sadaqah, what have you. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ the father, أَوْسَطْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. The middle, the middle door of Jannah is the one of the dutifulness to the parents. Now, وإلا فإن المسلم قد يدعى من كل من كل الأبواب. Otherwise, a believer may be invited from all gates if they had something to do, salah and siyam, and they were, mashallah, tabarakallah, handling business on all fronts, then they would be invited and from all gates. وهذه الشفاعة يشير إليها القرآن. This particular intercession, the Quran alludes to it and suggests it. لأن الله قال في أهل الجنة حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها. Remember that وفتحت أبوابها. We discussed that because Allah said about the people of Jannah until they إذا جاءوها, when they come to it. What is the point here? Wa, and its gates will open. Remember we said that wow is indicative of what? We learned two things from that wow. Number one is that there are eight gates, because we said in the Arabic language after the seventh then you add the conjunction and mashallah. Now everybody remembers. Aywa. The second benefit, which is related to what I'm saying, there's a delay. There's a delay. They will come and then the gate will open, as opposed to the people of Jahannam. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. There's no delay, meaning the gates are already open. So the two benefits we get from that wow is first that there's a delay, which is that of the intercession. The second is that there are eight gates of Jannah, because that wow is added whenever we exceed the seven in the Arabic language. Whereas the abwab of Jahannam are seven, so there's no need for the wow. طيب خيراً إن شاء الله. وهذا يدل على أن هناك شيئاً بين وصولهم إليه وبين فتح الأبواب. The Sheikh said this indicates that there's something, some event, which will happen between them reaching the gates of Jannah and the opening of the gates. Which is what? The Shafa'ah. Is it the third Shafa'ah? The third? The third Shafa'ah, Muhammad?
No, that is for Jahannam.
Jahannam?
No.
What Shafa'ah is this? Second Shafa'ah. The first Shafa'ah?
Reckoning.
To begin the judgment. Second Shafa'ah?
People of
Jannah. Okay, to open the gates of Jannah for the people of Jannah to enter Jannah. وهو صريح فيما رواه مسلم عن حذيفة. And this is also clearly, explicitly mentioned. صريح is explicit in what Muslim narrated on the authority of Hudayfa. Hudayfa what? What's his full name? Abu Hudayfa? Jazakallah khair. That works with us at the Dawah Center. We don't want Abu Hudayfa, the one that works with us at the Dawah Center. Hudayfa what? What's his full name? Hudayfa ibn al-Yaman. مرت عليك؟ مرت عليك؟ حياك الله. حذيفة بن اليمان وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. What was his name? There's a difference of opinion. قال عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجمع الله تبارك وتعالى الناس فيقوم المؤمنون حتى تزلف لهم الجنة فيأتون آدم فيقولون يا أبانا استفتح لنا الجنة وذكر الحديث وفيه فيأتون محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقوم فيؤذن له الحديث. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah will gather the people and the believers will get up and go towards Jannah. So they will come to Adam and they will say, our father, seek permission for Jannah to be open for us. And then he mentioned the hadith, and in the hadith it says, so they will go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so he will get up and then he will be given permission He will be given permission. Jannah will, the doors of Jannah will be opened. قوله وهاتان الشفاعتان خاصتان له. Remember we did some grammar before? Who can break it down for us here? هاتان الشفاعتان خاصتان. What is that? Don't give me translation grammatically speaking. Anyone here with a grammar? Dual. It's the dual. Because in English we have singular and plural. And the only time you have dual is when you use both. I saw both of them, and that means the two. But you still used what? Them. Right? You may not use it, fine. But you don't have a standard dual like you have in singular. But in Arabic we have three. Mufrad, singular. Muthanna, dual. Jama', plural. We said, how do we identify the dual with either Alif Noon or Ya Noon? Alif Noon or Ya Noon, depending on its position in the sentence. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ
جَنَّتَان.
Two gardens. It's important to know. So when you read it, when you hear it in the salah, you know that they are what?
Two
gardens. مُدْهَامَّتَان ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَان فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّاخَتَان. The whole actually surah is predominantly speaking of dual. Even when Allah is speaking, فَبِأَيِّ أَلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَان. Both the ins and jinn. Allah is addressing humans and jinn. All of it is in the dual. So now this is important because it's ironic. We're speaking about, not really ironic, it's natural. We're speaking about how many shafa'at so far?
Two.
So naturally the wording is hatani, those, for these two. Ash-shafa'atan, these two intercessions, khassatan, specific lahu, to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it said وَهَذِهِ الشَّفَاعَةَ خَاصَّةَ, it becomes this intercession is specific. هَذِهِ الشَّفَاعَةَ خَاصَّةَ, these intercessions are also specific. هَتَانِ الشَّفَاعَتَانِ خَاصَّتَانِ, two are specific to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning, what do we understand from that, يا جماعة? Let us use our brain a little bit. I know we use it all the time, but let us use it a little bit more today. What do we deduce from that? When we say these two are specific to him.
Isn't there so many messengers and prophets that nobody has that prayer?
No one else can deceive like this.
Fine. And what is the opposite understanding? The reverse understanding? That others will have shafa'a.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
When you say these two intercessions are specific to him, meaning there are other shafa'at which he shares with others. The fact that there are some specific to him indicates that there are others which are not, meaning that others exist. And we will see that.
Exclusive.
Yeah, these are exclusive to him. Means there are others which are not. Subsequently, he shares them with others. The malaika will intercede. The righteous believers will intercede. The righteous believers will intercede. And Allah Azza wa Jal himself will eventually take out from Jahannam a group whom the will be called Al-Jahannamiyun, the Jahannamites. These are people who had been destroyed and thrown in Jahannam. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will take him out and place him in Jannah, and they will get some water from a river called Nahrul Hayat, the river of life, and they will sprout, you know, like vegetation. And they will be known amongst the people of Jannah as the Jahannamites. Meaning these are the ones whom Allah saved just because Allah wanted to save them out of His ultimate mercy. They really weren't the most successful believers. Of course they are believers. Because no one from the kuffar will ever be taken out of Jahannam and placed in Jannah in any way, shape or form. But this is among the believers who were very, very bad. Didn't do anything good. Allah Azza wa Jal will treat them in this fashion. We hope we don't get to that point, and if ever, we hope that we're among them. But inshallah, we ask Allah to make us among those who enter Jannah without accountability. خاصتان له. نعم. ويعني الشفاعة في أهل الموقف أن يقضى بينهم وَالشَّفَاعَةَ فِي دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ. And these two intercessions which you should memorize are the fact that He will intercede at that plane, on the plains of the day of recompense, for the people to be judged, for judgment to take place between them, and the Shafa'ah for people to enter Jannah. These are exclusive, specific to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astal maqam al-mahmood. خاصتان له أي للنبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وذلك لذلك يعتذر عن آدم وأولو العزم من الرسل. They are specific to him. This is why Adam and the prophets or the messengers of the strong determination will apologize and they will excuse themselves from being able to fulfill the needs of the people who seek their intercession. Only the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will do it. But the Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله went on to say, وهناك أيضا شفاعة ثالثة خاصة بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكون لغيره وهي شفاعة في عمه أبي طالب. There is a third intercession, however, that is exclusive to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So how many do we have now?
Three.
But one is a little different, which is his intercession concerning his uncle Abu Talib. And that is, no one will have that. وَأَبُو طَالِبْ كَمَا فِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ وَغَيْرِهِمَا مَاتَ عَلَى الْكُفْرِ. Abu Talib, as in the two sahihs, Bukhari and Muslim, and others, he died upon kufr. Because you find some people today who insist that Abu Talib was a believer, and a little bit they'll say Abu Lahab was a believer, and they say the parents of the Prophet ﷺ were believers, and none of that is true. None of that is true. In fact, the narrations explicitly indicate that the parents of the Prophet ﷺ were not, and that they will be in the fire. It's mentioned in the hadith. A man came to the Prophet ﷺ and told him about my father. And so he told him, your father's in hellfire. And the man was saddened, but he said, Abuka wa abi finnar, your father and my father in the hellfire. And concerning his mother, he had requested that he goes, visits her grave, and he makes dua for her. He was allowed to visit the grave, but he was not allowed to make dua for her. And had she been a believer, he would have been allowed to make a dua for her. So these are things that, you know, we need to, and this is a lesson for us, that even no matter how much Allah loves one of His slaves, it doesn't mean that everyone whom He loves will be guided. You know, it's just the way of Allah with Ibrahim and his father, Nuh and his wife, Lut and his wife. It's just the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who deserve guidance will be guided, those who don't, don't. No matter what. This is the way. So we, yani, this is there's a lesson in that for us, and means of kind of consoling the believer at the time of, you know, difficulty, that look, yani, if you had a family member or a parent who died upon kufr, you're not better than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had something similar to that. Now, فأعمام الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام عشرة. How many of us knew that? The uncles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are 10. أدرك الإسلام منهم أربعة. Those who had actually lived when Islam came about were only four. So the other six died before the advent of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فبقي اثنان على الكفر وأسلم اثنان. Before you read, two believed and two disbelieved. Who are they? Not you, Abdul Majid.
Disbelieved Abu Lahab.
Abu Lahab, and who?
Abu Talib.
Abu Talib, yes, Sheikh. Actually, who believed?
Abdullah.
Hamza and Abbas. Abbas and Ibn Abbas, you say, radiallahu anhum al Abbas. Didn't they come to him and do istisqa through Al-Abbas after the Prophet ﷺ died? They used to go to him and say, you know, make dua for us that Allah Azza wa Jal will bring rain. Al-Abbas and Hamza is Sayyid al-Shuhada. Naam. So Hamza and Al-Abbas believe. We will see. فَالْكَافِرَانِ هُمَا, the two disbelieving ones, again, Muthanna, duo. Abu Lahab, عليه لعنة الله, وزوجته وابنه. وقد أساء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إساءة عظيمة. He harmed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tremendously. وأنزل الله تعالى فيه وفي امرأته حمالة الحطب سورة كاملة في ذمهما ووعيدهما. And Allah revealed the whole surah concerning him, Abu Lahab and his wife, the حمالة الحطب, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal humiliated them and gave them the severe warning. And there's a lesson in that. And the scholars say this is one of the miracles of the, and one of the proofs and evidences about the truthfulness of the Quran and the message of Islam. Why? Because this surah, Surah Al-Tabbat, was revealed early on. It was revealed early on. And all Abu Lahab had to do to nullify the validity of the Quran was to claim that he's a believer, even as a hypocrite. All he had to do, and Allah had already challenged them that, you will find contradiction. If it was from other law, you find contradiction. All he had to do was come and say, I'm a Muslim now. And then the people who were reading Surah Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab and whatever say, oh, what happened? How does the ayah surah say he's going to Jahannam and then he became a believer? But even that, even though he had a lifetime to make that thing and put an end to Islam, he wasn't given tawfiq. He wasn't given the ability to think it out and actually do it. And so he died just as Allah told us in the very beginning he will die. And he died a horrible death. His son who also used to abuse the Prophet ﷺ, and his wife, both of his sons were married to the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ, Kulthum and Kulthum, I forgot the other one's name. Anyways, Uthman radiallahu anhu ended up marrying her. Anywho, his mother, Lahab, they used to call her Jamil. Her name, her kunya was Jamil. The ulama called her Qabih. She was the mother of the beautiful one, they became mother of the ugly one. Okay, that's the reputation for her. She continued to harass her children until they divorced the daughters of the Prophet ﷺ. So they caused great harm. Then when her son harmed the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Oh Allah, send upon him a dog from your dogs. Now in the Arabic language, a kelb is not necessarily only the dog. This may include lions, tigers, cheetahs, and all these animals that are, of that species, all of them, that are similar to that. All of them are considered kelb. He went on an expedition, he went on a business trip with some merchants to Sham. And he used to be afraid of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ materializing against him. So he slept when it was night. He wind up sleeping. He would make people sleep around him. And a lion came from nowhere and went right between everyone and chewed him to pieces. And he died per the dua of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Allah sent upon him a dog from his dogs. And then you know what happened to Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab died in such a horrible way that they weren't able to bury him. He got infected with some disease that made him stink, and worms were coming out of his body. They couldn't even approach him, and it was contagious. So they erected him on the top of a mountain, something along these lines. He was humiliated, and that's what tab means. Tabbat yada, meaning perishing, to perish, but slowly, not to to disappear from the face of the earth. No, to suffer in the process of perishing, to go away, but slow, painful way. That's exactly what happened to Abu Lahab, his wife, and his son. All of them were destroyed because they harmed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والثاني أبو طالب. وقد أحسن إلى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام إحسانا كبيرا مشهورا. On the other hand, Abu Talib, he treated the Prophet ﷺ very good. Something which was famous. It is known, everybody knows that he defended him, he protected him, and so on after Allah Azza wa Jal. وكان من حكمة الله عز وجل أن بقي على كفره. Allah's wisdom entailed that he remains upon his disbelief. لأنه لولا كفره ما حصل هذا الدفاع عن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. In fact, Had he not been a disbeliever, he wouldn't have been able to defend the Prophet ﷺ in this manner. Keep in mind, if he became a believer, then he would become an enemy for the kuffar as well, khalas, like Umar ibn al-Khattab and the rest of the people. Allah decreed that he remained a kafir, because him remaining a kafir, now he's siding with them. So out of respect for their fellow kafir, they will not harm the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see the wisdom of Allah. Not that Allah imposed that on him so that he would go to Jannah just for that benefit. Allah could have protected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without the need of Abu Talib or anyone else. Don't misunderstand the idea. Some people think, oh, then Allah forced him to remain there. No, if he wanted guidance, Allah would have guided him. But that's what happened to him. ما حصل هذا الدفاع بل كان يؤذى كما يؤذى الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Rather, he used to be harmed like the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام used to be harmed. لكن بجاهه العظيم عند قريش وبقائه على دينهم صاروا يعظمونه وصار للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جانب من الحماية بذلك. But because of his great, the great honor, the great position which he held among the Quraishis, and him remaining upon their religion, they used to magnify and venerate him, and then because of that, the Prophet ﷺ then received some protection because of that, due to that. Now, these are the two who disbelieved, Abu Lahab and Abu Talib. وَالَّذَانِ أَسْلَمَا, as for those who embrace Islam, هُمَا الْعَبَّاسِ وَحَمْزَةِ. Al-Abbas and Hamza. Ibn Abbas is the son of Abbas. وَهُوَ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الْعَبَّاسِ. And Hamza is better than Al-Abbas. Hamza is better than Al-Abbas. حتى لقبه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أسد الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called him the lion of Allah, or Allah's lion. وقتل شهيدا في أحد رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. And he died as a martyr in the battle of Uhud. May Allah be pleased with him and please him. وسماه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد الشهداء. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم called him the master or the leader of all martyrs. فأبو طالب أذن الله لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يشفع فيه. Then concerning Abu Talib, Allah permitted the Prophet ﷺ to intercede for him, meaning for Abu Talib. مع أنه كافر, even though he's a disbeliever. فيكون هذا مخصوصا من قوله تعالى فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين. Then this specifies exclusively the ayah wherein Allah says, so the intercession of the interceders will benefit them not. That's an exception. Otherwise, all the other kuffar will not get any benefit. ولكنها شفاعة لم تخرجه من النار. However, pay attention. It is not an intercession which will take him out of the fire. Hey, no. It will not take him out of the fire. He will be interceded for the punishment to be lightened. He will not be going to Jannah. Just in case someone misunderstood. Nah. Fair enough. بل كان في ضحضاح من نار يبلغه كعبيه يغلي منه دماغه. But he will be in a pool of fire. Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Beautiful. So he will be in the fire, which it would be in, like, call it like a puddle of fire, a small container, if we may call it, that reaches up to his ankles, due to which his brain will boil. Yani the fire is all the way at the bottom, but mind you, the rest of the body is not inflamed. The rest of the body is not on fire. It's going to reach up to his ankles, but because of the severity of the fire, his brain will boil. That's how severe it is. وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَلَوْلَا أَنَا لَكَانَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Had it not been for me, the Prophet ﷺ said, had it not been for me, he would have been in the lowest level of the hellfire. وَلَيْسَ هَذَا مِنْ أَجْلِ شَخْصِيَةَ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. This is not because of the character of Abu Talib himself. لَكِنْ مِنْ أَجْلِ مَا حَصَلَ مِنْ دِفَاعِهِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. It is only because of him defending the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. not because of some particular quality in him, except that he defended the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. قوله وأما الشفاعة الثالثة. So far we have two shafa'at major. In fact, we have three, but that last one they kind of mention it on the side. All of them are exclusive to the Messenger of Allah. Now we go back. وأما الشفاعة الثالثة. As for the third intercession, فيشفع في من استحق النار. He will intercede for those who deserved the fire. Those who have deserved, استحق, have deserved the hellfire. وَهَذِي الشَّفَاعَةُ لَهُ وَلِسَائِرِ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ. However, this intercession is his, along with the rest of the prophets and the truthful ones and others. So this one is not exclusive. Remember what I said earlier? This one is not exclusive to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning he will intercede for some people to be taken out of the fire, so will other prophets, and so will other righteous people, and so on and so forth. فَأَشْفَعُ فِي مَنْ اسْتَحَقَّ النَّارَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَهَا. So then, it will be two parts. Twofold. He will intercede for those who deserve the hellfire not to enter it to begin with. ويشفع في من دخلها أن يخرج منها. And he will intercede for those who have entered it to be taken out. Following me? Those who are supposed to go in, come back. Don't go. They will be interceded for. They will not enter Jahannam. That's one group. The other group, those who have already entered, they will be taken out. And both constitute the third shafa'ah, or we consider the fourth, but according to the book, the third, which is interceding for the people in the fire to be protected, whether not entering it to begin with or being taken out after having entered it. Clear? Beautiful. قوله وأما الشفاعة الثالثة فيشفع في من استحق النار أي من عصاة المؤمنين. Concerning the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah, as for the third intercession, he will intercede for those who have deserved the hellfire, meaning, who are those? The disobedient believers. The disobedient believers. وَهَذِهِ لَهَا صُورَةً. This has two facets. يَشْفَعُ فِي مَنْ إِسْتَحَقَّ النَّارَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَهَا. As we explained, he will intercede for those who deserve the fire not to enter it. وَفِي مَنْ دَخَلَ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنْهَا. And those who entered it to be taken out. أَمَّا فِي مَنْ دَخَلَ أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنْهَا فَالْأَحَدِيثُ فِي هَذَا كَثِيرَ جِدًّا بَلْ مُتَوَاتِرَةً. As for those who have entered, those who have entered it, yet will be taken out, the narrations are numerous, too many, rather mutawatira, they're abundant. وَأَمَّا فِي مَنْ اسْتَحَقَّهَا أَلَّا يَدْخُلَهَا فهذه قد تستفاد من دعاء الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام للمؤمنين بالمغفرة والرحمة على جنائزهم. Okay. Concerning the fact that those who entered will be taken out, we have many narrations to support that. Many narrations to support that. That is not an issue. The issue now is with those who deserve it but will not enter it. The Shaykh said this, we deduce this from the dua of the Prophet ﷺ for the believers, asking Allah to forgive them and have mercy on them in their funeral prayers. In the funeral prayer. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ لَازِمْ ذَلِكَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ. This necessitates that that person will not enter the fire. Because the Prophet ﷺ made dua that Allah will forgive them and have mercy on them. كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. As he said, اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمة وَارْفَعْ دَرَجَتَهُ فِي الْمَهْدِيِّينَ. As he said concerning Abu Salama, oh Allah, forgive Abu Salama and raise his degrees among those who are rightly guided. Al-Hadith. لَكِنْ هَذِي شَفَاعَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. The Shaykh said, however, this is an intercession of the dunya. كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ فيقوم على جنازته 40 رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه. ممتاز. The Prophet ﷺ said, there isn't a Muslim man who dies, and then 40 men who associate none and worship with Allah, they pray in his janazah, except that Allah will allow them to intercede for him. So that's one of the benefits, that when you die, many people attend, many people of da'wah, shuyukh, ulama, people of tawheed, not just the laymen, because they may fall into some aspects of shirk. These 40 must be on clear cut tawheed. لا يشركون بالله شيئا. They don't associate none in worship with Allah. If these 40 men exist in your janazah and they seek intercession for you, they, of course, they're going to make dua and the salatul janazah for you, then Allah will grant them that intercession. وقولهم وهذه الشفاعة ينكرها من أهل البدع طائفتان. This intercession is denied by two groups of the people of innovation, Al-Mu'tazila wal-Khawarij, the Mu'tazilites and the Kharijites. Remember, لأن المعتزلة والخوارج مذهبهما في فاعل الكبيرة أنه مخلد في نار جهنم. Because the way, the choice, the methodology, the opinion, the position of the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila is the one who commits a major sin will abide eternally in Jahannam. If you commit a major sin, you will never go out of Jahannam. فَيَرَوْنَ مَنْ زَنَكَ مَنْ أَشْرَكْ بِاللَّهِ. So if one fornicates, he's just like one who committed shirk to them. This one commits shirk, he will go to Jahannam, never go out. And the other one committed zina, he will also go to Jahannam and never go out. This is ajeeb. Yeah, you wonder how these people come with these rulings, even though you read the Surah Al-Furqan, what? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا. So Allah Azza wa Jal opened the door of repentance at least for the dunya, that if you do tawbah, then it's gone. Okay, so the Mu'tazila and Khawarij say, fine, let's say we agree with you, if he does tawbah, but if he dies as a zani, he's gonna go to Jahannam eternally. Because even the same ayah which I quoted, it alludes to that. يُضَعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. What is the refutation for that? I taught you this before, ya jama'ah. What is the ayah which you must memorize to refute anyone who claims that there's any reference in the Quran that any major sin will put you in Jahannam eternally? What is the ayah which you need to know? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that you associate partners with him, but he will forgive whatever is lesser than that to whomever he wills. So Allah told us that he can forgive, he will forgive these sins. Shirk he will never forgive. Anything else, Allah will forgive. So who are you to say no? If Allah said he's willing to forgive anything less than shirk, you're going to say that the one who commits zina will never be forgiven? When Allah says that He will forgive, ajeeb. See, this is the ayah which you must have in mind, among many ayat, of course. Jamil. So they say the one who commits zina is like the one who associates partners with Allah. No shafa'ah will benefit him, and Allah will not even allow anyone to intercede for him. وَقَوْلُهُمْ مَرْدُودٌ بِمَا تَوَاتَرَتْ بِهِ الْأَحَادِيثُ فِي ذَلِكَ. And their statement is rejected because of the abundance of narrations which point out to the opposite of that. قَوْلُهُ وهذه الشفاعة له ولسائر النبيين والصديقين وغيرهم. The statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, this intercession is for him, for who? Wake up, ya jama'ah, wake up, wake up. This shafa'ah lahu, who's who? Who's who are we speaking about? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِسَائِرِ النَّبِيِّينَ The other prophets, you guys need to start translating. I'm just going to read the Arabic text, you're going to give me the English. That way you can stay focused with me. I know after 30-40 minutes you start, human beings start, you know, they lose focus and concentration. That's why they say, you know, you get up and you do some exercise and you get everybody back in shape. But I'm going to do it another way. Stay with me. وَلِسَائِرِ النَّبِيِّينَ Other prophets. والصديقين
righteous
predecessors righteous but that's salaf al-salih صديقين the truthful one like Abu Bakr Siddiq anyone the ulama say the one who believed in everything and acted upon it they're a level above righteous you know they're epitome of belief and the epitome of submission you know someone at a high level of accepting the truth No doubts concerning it. Certainty, yaqeen in everything in the Quran and the Sunnah, and they act upon it as well. Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Wa ghayrihim.
Others.
Ghayr means others. Other. Fayashfa'u fi man istahaqqa an-nar alla yadkhulaha. What does that mean? We explained that earlier. Fayashfa'u fi man istahaqqa an-nar alla yadkhulaha. Wallah, you gave us extra translation, barakallah fi. He will intercede for those who deserve the fire not to enter it. That's the one. وفي من دخلها ويشفع في من دخلها أن يخرج منها. And he will intercede for those who entered it to be taken out. Right or wrong? Right. يعني أنها ليست خاصة بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it is not exclusive to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. بل تكون للنبيين. Rather, it will also be for the prophets. حيث يشفعون في عصاة قومهم. They will intercede for the disobedient among their followers. يعني نوح for his followers, إبراهيم for his followers, موسى for his followers, عيسى for his followers. Everyone will intercede for his people, the disobedient among them. وللصديقين يشفعون في عصاة أقاربهم وغيرهم من المؤمنين. And the صديقين, they will intercede for their relatives and others amongst the believers. وكذلك تكون لغير من الصالحين. And also righteous people, regular righteous people will also intercede for others. حتى يشفع الرجل في أهله وفي جيرانه وفي ما أشبه ذلك. Until the man will be able to intercede for his family members, for his neighbors, and what have you. Who can think of an ayah in the Quran which suggests that? Or is it a hadith? There's an ayah. Is it Surah Al-Hadid? Ba'din. There's something on my mind, I just can't get it right now. Ala kulli hal. طيب قوله ويخرج الله من النار أقواما بغير شفاعة بل بفضله ورحمته and Allah will take out people from the fire without any intercession rather it will be strictly because of His bounty and mercy His favor and His mercy يعني أن الله تعالى يخرج من عصاة المؤمنين من شاء بغير شفاعة meaning Allah will take out among the disobedient amongst the believers whosoever He wills without any intercession وهذا من نعمته this is part of Allah's bounty فإن رحمته سبقت غضبه His mercy has exceeded His anger فيشفع الأنبياء والصالحون والملائكة وغيرهم so the prophets the righteous and the angels will intercede in others حتى لا يبقى إلا رحمة أرحم الراحمين until none is left except the mercy of the most merciful of those who show mercy فيخرج من النار من يخرج بدون شفاعة so فيخرج بنار من يخرج بدون شفاعة. He will take out of the fire whoever he takes out without any intercession. حتى لا يبقى في النار إلا أهلها الذين هم أصحاب النار. Until the only people who remain in the fire are its inhabitants, who are destined to abide eternally. يعني the kuffar and the kuffar المشركين and all of these يعني. فقد روى الشيخان البخاري ومسلم من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الله تعالى يقول. So the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, the Prophet ﷺ said, شفاعت الملائكة, the angels have interceded, وشفع النبيون, and the prophets have interceded, وشفع المؤمنون, and the believers have interceded, ولم يبقى إلا أرحم الراحمين, and none is left except the most merciful of those who show mercy, referring to himself سبحانه وتعالى. فيقبض قبضة من النار. Then Allah will take hold of a people. قبضة is usually what you do with your hand, a fistful, okay, a handful. Allah will take him out from the fire. فيخرج منها قوما لم يعلموا, مفروض يكون لم يعملوا خيرا قط. He will take out people who have never done good. Never. Had never done good, the ulama say, as in besides the salah. Because if they didn't do salah, then they're not even believers. They're disqualified altogether. And we have many evidences for that. قَدْ عَادُوا حُمَمًا. So they have become charcoal, burnt. Al-Hadith. Hadith. This is a hadith. طيب. This is sufficient because we're actually jumping into another affair, which is the 12th affair on what will happen on the day of resurrection, which is يبقى في الجنة فضل عما دخل من أهل النار. That the people, there will be some it's a very interesting discussion about the fact that there will be some vacancy in Jannah. There will be some vacancy, some room for more people that Allah Azza wa Jal will create. People who would be just taking Jannah straight, not to worry about anything. Alhamdulillah. So, now that will do, inshallah ta'ala, if we remain alive and healthy next week. And we're almost done with this chapter. We're going into the belief in Qadr. Very important belief in Qadr. Because many have misunderstood it. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu sallam, ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
You said the intercession of the kings.